Part 3. Power. Authentic power. In order to understand authentic power, you must understand that you have a soul. Your soul is immortal. Its home is non-physical reality. It existed before you were born, and it will exist after you die. That part of you that was born and will die is your personality. It is mortal. It will not live very long. Its home is the earth, and when it dies, it returns to the earth. Your personality is a tool of your soul, but it is not separate. It is a part of your soul that is on a mission to learn lessons and give gifts in the domain of the five senses. When your soul discards this tool, when you die, your soul does not come to an end, and neither does responsibility for what you have chosen. The choices you make while you are on the earth create consequences that, if they do not occur before you die, will occur afterward. Your personality is not the first that your soul has created, and it probably will not be the last. Your lifetime is one chapter in a book, and the book is your soul. All of the experiences of all of the personalities of your soul go into the book. Many consequences that you create occur during your lifetime. In that case, a cause and its effect both happened between your birth and your death. Some of them occur after you die, and when this happens, they are experienced by another personality that your soul creates. The lessons your soul wants to learn arrive in the form of your experiences. These are the consequences that you, or another personality of your soul, have created. Some were created before you were born, and some of them you created. Merely encountering a consequence does not mean that a lesson has been learned, but only that the universal law of cause and effect has been satisfied. For example, if you betray another, you will encounter the experience of betrayal. The person you betray may be your sister, fiancé, or business partner. The circumstances in which the experience of betrayal returns may vary, but the experience will not. The anguish of the person you betrayed, her astonishment, disbelief, and heartache will become as much a part of your experience as it was of hers. In other words, you encounter, in the intimacy of your own experience, each consequence you have created. How else could you learn so well that you change completely?